Thursday, September 11, 2008. Transaction tax halved for 6 months. Bid to boost bores. The 0.3% securities transaction tax will be cut in half for 6 months in a bid to boost the local stock market as it did in 1983 and 1993. Vice Premier Huo Zhengxiong last night announced that the securities transaction tax would be cut from 0.3% of the transaction price to 0.15% for half a year. Capital market is an important part of the financial market and an essential channel for businesses to raise funds to help businesses raise funds in a slackening economy, restore stock investors' confidence, and help the stock market sail through the international economic quagmire. Qiu told a news conference held at 10 p.m. As the 0.3% tax rate is stipulated by Article 2 of the Securities Transaction Tax Act, 证券交易税条例, the Executive Yuan will propose an amendment to the legislature for review. Qiu said the reduction in the stock exchange tax can help boost the stock market, as shown when the turnout rose to 121.7 billion new Taiwanese dollars from 3.3 billion new Taiwanese dollars a year after the stock exchange tax was cut in half in January 1989, and the turnout increased to 101.267 billion new Taiwanese dollars from 22.553 new Taiwanese dollars a year after the tax was cut in half in February 1993. The decision to slash the securities transaction tax was reached after a three-hour meeting between ranking officials held at the presidential office late yesterday afternoon. President Ma Ying-jeou met Premier Liu Zhaoxuan and economic officials at 5:30 p.m. to deal with the controversial issue of whether the securities transaction tax should be scrapped in a bid to revive the stock market. After promising to take a back seat on domestic affairs, Ma was forced to deal with the issue when the officials brought their proposal for his approval yesterday afternoon. Vice President Vincent Xiao Wancang, who recently voiced concerns over the cabinet's ability to cope with the current economic downturn, was also at the meeting. Some Chinese Nationalist Party KMT lawmakers have suggested Xiao replace Liu and reshuffle the cabinet, while Legislative Speaker Wang Jinping have recommended that the cabinet consult Xiao more frequently on economic and financial matters. Noting Xiao's rich experience in the field of economics, Ma lauded Xiao as a problem solver who could deal with the nation's economic ills when he announced his choice of a running mate in late 2006. Some KMT lawmakers have complained that Xiao has never been given a chance to put his strengths to work. Slashing the stock transaction tax which currently stands at 0.3%, is one of the measures under consideration to boost market sentiment following a spate of suggestions from the business community and the equity market's dismal performance. The issue became a subject of controversy when Minister of Finance Li Shude's remarks at a news conference on Monday were widely interpreted by local media as meaning the government would cut the stock transaction tax. At the request of the executive yuan, the ministry issued a statement later that night, revising Li's remarks, saying it has yet to reach a decision on the matter. Some have questioned the need to cut the stock transaction tax as the country doesn't impose a levy on capital gains from securities. It could also result in a loss in tax revenues of 60 billion new Taiwanese dollars or 1.88 billion new Taiwanese dollars per annum if the tax were cut in half. The stock transaction tax will be one of the economic proposals to be discussed at the cabinet meeting today, where a review of new tax incentives to encourage businesses' investment, interest subsidies for housing loans, and other measures aimed at propping up the economy will be conducted.